from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And Foyer minus Foyer coming up at 10. If you're wondering how Jacoby Brissett feels about a quarterback competition, you can hear for yourself this afternoon. He will join the afternoon show on a Patriots preseason Monday here at WEEI. This is Derek. Derek, hello?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Derek?
So, listen, Wiggy, I don't understand what your rush is to stop this kid. I just don't think that right now he's in a position where he can succeed. Listen, I wasn't a fan of Drake May when they drafted him, but even I can see that he's getting a lot better. The physical talent's there, but why not go into the season, see where you're at around 5, 6, 7, 8 games in, see if the tackles can actually block, because if they can't block, he's going to be running for his life. If you can make a trade, you make a trade, and then once you solidify the line, then put him in. Put him in a position where he can succeed.
Speaking of what Jerod Mayo did or didn't say, he did kind of acknowledge that he has some concerns about the offensive line when it came to making that decision.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
This is the worst tackle situation in 30 years, guys. And if they can't block anybody, don't matter who you put back there, they're going to be running for their life.
So let me ask this question to Derek, right? Let's say that is the case, which I agree, they got some issues. What happens when Jacoby Brissett gets hurt week two because their offensive line is so bad?
Right. Then you're forced into a situation where you're going to have to put him in. But I just think right now you got to go into the season with Brissett as the starter, see what these tackles can do. They're going to have to make a trade. This is a really, really bad set of offensive tackle. I think the interior line could play well. I think they're going to be fine. But it doesn't matter how good the interior is if you've got two tackles that are literally going to be turnstiles.
Well, you got one tackle is pretty good. And I think eventually they're going to move Michael Onwenu back to right tackle. And then because the inside is a little bit easier to shore up. You got City So at one guard, David Andrews. Figure out who you want to put at that left guard position. And then obviously you have to figure out your left tackle position.
Thank God David Andrews decided to come back. Imagine if he had gone through with retiring after last season.
Mm-hmm. Talk about a guy that is underpaid for his value to that team. And a guy that, as we, I think Courtney Brett said last year a lot, like the first guy at the podium, win, lose, or draw.
Yep.
Ready to take questions first. I mean, he is, for me, he's really the last remaining Patriot from those championship teams that I view in that light.
Yeah.
He's a Patriot way guy. Like every community service type of thing that the Patriots are involved in, he's at. He is the first to talk to any media member. He is what you want your program to look like.
What an awful pick by Bill Belichick and Cole Strange. God, did that suck. I mean, something in the moment we knew.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, if they have a guard, if they just have one more guard, then you have almost, you got at least one half of the line that is NFL ready. And Cole Strange, is he even going to play this year?
I don't know.
And don't you wonder, like, based on what you saw last year when it came to the line, why they really did nothing to address it?
It defies logic.
Yeah.
It really does.
I mean, what is the explanation for that? Other than malfeasance.
Right, so you can't...
I mean, Devin McCourty was trying to say you can't find guys in free agency. Like
Tyron Smith was out there. Guys are out there. Who are we talking to that goes, oh, look what the Raiders did. They went out and got Jermaine Illuminor. I'm like, we had him here. And people were like, get rid of this guy. And I forget who said it. It might have been Sean. You can find offensive linemen. Yeah, you might not find Walter Jones and, like, you know, like a Hall of Famer. But you can find guys to shore up the line. When you have a quarterback like Drake May, don't you want to know what you have? And so by you not doing anything in the offseason,
yeah,
is your fault.
But yes, but the yes. So they should have shorn that line up in anticipation of Drake May, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Just right. For anything. It's just money. I don't get it. It's such an obvious, glaring need. If you're building a roster and you use a third pick in the draft on a quarterback, isn't your next question, how do we keep him upright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that becomes your question now, which I think is what the caller is arguing. When you have a left tackle or a right tackle that looks, quite frankly, like you stepping aside when the check came at Nancy's.
Oh, jeez.
Like that
clear
is,
path. Go right to Greg. That is the guy.
That is, you're putting your number three pick at risk. And so maybe that's a part of the plan that Jerod Mayo was talking about earlier this morning on this show.
Yeah, but you're off the fact of that if that's an issue, then that means whoever QB1 is at risk. Yeah. And if QB1 is not very athletic, like Jacoby Brissett, in the sense where he doesn't rely on his legs and he becomes a easy target back there, then you might be forced on, like the caller said, where guess what? Brissett's down. May get in there. Why not give May the confidence? We've talked, Jelani Tavai talked about it, the confidence that he needs to say, oh, okay, I've been playing. I understand the system. I understand it. Our left tackle's an issue. If my first read's not there, use my athletic ability and get the hell out of here.
This is Zombie from the Twitch chat. Hey, Zombie.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
What's up?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to give a reason as to why Drake May should be the starter. And the thing is this, there's a physical and a mental part to every sport, okay? And the physical part comes first, and the mental part comes later. That's why they say eventually the game slows down, etc. I was a boxing coach for 6 years. Now, Greg, I don't know if you ever boxed or if the gloves were just too big for your small hands. But listen, when you first train a guy, he's crisp on pads in the bag. The minute you put him in sparring, it's like he never ever trained a day in his life. And that's the whole thing, is when you put Drake May on the field, that is his sparring session. That's how he's going to learn. That's how the game is going to slow down. And that's how he's going to earn his spot. Starting Jacoby Brissett to be a mid-tier team is not it. Condolences to Pudge, my friend. Curtis, love you, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
That's spot on, Zombie. Like Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if Drake May's in there and he's getting punched in the face, he's building confidence.
Yep.
He now knows, okay, here's what I have to do. The coaches say, maybe we add a little bit more quick screens in there. We get the ball out of his hands. Maybe we utilize his athletic ability like they did on the goal line to slow down those defensive linemen because they have the ability to run an RPO type of offense.
And Wiggs, I have a question. You're the football expert. Isn't there some thought that being able to step up in the pocket with good guards on both sides of Andrews, a better situation for some quarterbacks than having tackles?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better.
The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Brady used to say it all the time. If you can control the pressure in the middle, I could just step up in the pocket. You know, the edge rush, I'll be able to step up and be able to elude some of that pressure. It's all about that middle pressure. And I just feel like you're not going to be a good team. I think the owners kind of told us that. I don't know how many wins we're going to have. Gerard Mayo said, hey, if we win, people are going to want to come here. So why not get Drake May as much experience as possible, getting hit, seeing things. And if it, Courtney brings this up all the time, and it's a great point, if it rattles him and he can't do it,
then you know what he isn't.
Exactly. Yep. It's time to figure it out.
Then you just go and grab Mac back.
I don't know if they can get him. He's going to cost a lot.
The return of the Mac.
What a dime he threw. My God.
Curtis, a couple of them. Sorry. I mean, my Lord.
I mean, I thought it was Tom Brady. I didn't realize it was Mac Jones.
No, he looked good. It was
as
the 10.
One of the George Bushes once said, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, well, you can't get fooled again."
Ooh, won't get fooled again. Rejoin, maybe.
Yeah, you got.
Oh, speaking of things coming up, there was a topless equality protest on Boston Common on Saturday.
Ooh.
Somebody on this show is going to file their report on that shortly. The journalist on this program.
Oh, that's right. All
don't
right.
tell me.
Yes.
Is that where Ken was Saturday?
Ooh.
No, Jackson.
Oh.
Jackson will file a report from the topless protest on the Boston Common coming up in about 10 minutes. It's taken him all morning to edit it, so I bet it's going to be very good.
Was his fiance okay with him at something like that?
I don't know. Well, we'll get him in here and we'll find out.
So is our Instagram account. But, you know, let me tell you, the For You page has gone trending in the opposite direction once again.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, coming up.
It's the algorithm.
Yep, that's it.
Coming up, Jackson on the scene. But right now, Courtney and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Sox dropped their last one with the Orioles, splitting the four-game series with Baltimore. Alex Cora felt good about this team after splitting the series with them, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
We just got to be ready for tomorrow. We play well. Obviously, like I said, the first day was huge for us to be able to use the bullpen the way we wanted to. We sounded by well. We put pressure on them the whole weekend. So I think offensively, we're one of the best teams in the big leagues.
Curtis, you're the baseball guy. At this point in the season, is a split okay when you're playing a good team like the Orioles? Are you okay with that?
No. Okay. Yesterday, the Red Sox had runners on almost every inning, squandered opportunity after squandered opportunity. I was really hopeful you get 3 out of 4 because that would have meant something.
Yeah.
The Sox right now, according to the prognostications, have 30% shot of making the playoffs. Before yesterday's game, it was over 40. So these losses are going to really impact your potential playoff run.
And it doesn't get any easier.
Nope. It does not. The Sox now in Houston to take on the Astros tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Tanner Houck taking the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Reminder, throughout the day, Juwan Bentley and Josh Uche will be with Gresham Hart today, and then John Jones and Jacoby Brissett will join the afternoon show. In Timeout Market, Boston, it's nestled in the Fenway. It's your destination every Sunday in August for Noche Latina. Every Sunday night at 6 p.m., DJ Snacks will spin the hottest Latina beats. Timeout Market is the Fenway's largest salsa and bachata dance party. don't miss the fun, visit timeoutmarketboston.com.
Hey, hey, them Spanish parties are a vibe to go to.
You were at the one at Echelon, right?
At Echelon.
Yeah, weren't you at the one downstairs with the salsa dancing?
Yes, you were.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, you were.
I was like, Echelon. Oh, you mean Todd Snyder. Yes, I was there, well, in that little area there.
Yep, at
what
Echelon.
Do they call that?
That's the courtyard.
The courtyard.
No, it's actually called something. It's French.
Yeah.
Foyer.
No.
Nope.
We have a little courtyard at Echelon. It's a French, it's called the...
Boulangerie?
No. Ooh, it's le something. It's the male, not the female.
La fromage.
It's not the cheese shine. No.
Can I just say, speaking of foreign languages, Greg, you missed a great opportunity to say good morning to Gerard Mayo as Buenos Aires.
Shime
should come. We're forgetting about that. It's called the Superette.
The Superette.
Is that what that's courtyard is called?
That's what we call our courtyard at Echelon. It's called the Superette.
Shime, you should.
I prefer a baguette.
You should come back with some El Alfa.
Okay.
No, I already said we're coming back with a who.
Oh, okay.
Won't get fooled again.
No, I'm just trying to keep.
But
some...
we can leave it up in the air. What about Smooth Sailing by the Isley Brothers? Because you said Smooth Sailing earlier this week.
Listen, you know I'm an Isley Brothers fan. We know you don't like it after Summer Breeze.
It is 70 degrees outside.
De nada.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.